Restoring My Soul, Thursday the 14th of September. Justification. The first implication of receiving faith is a person's justification. This is a tremendous point. Their justification is that through Christ's offering journey, he has finished everything to do with their particular life and works as a son of God forever. The Holy Spirit joins them to Christ where they are set as members of the body according to the will of the Father. Furthermore, the Holy Spirit enables their fellowship in Christ's offering. By this means, as branches of Christ, the vine, they are able to bring forth or express the fruit that he has already accomplished for them forever. As Jesus declared, "I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing." When we accept justification, we can walk in sanctification. Sanctification becomes our eternal life. Justification is the sanctification that Christ has already accomplished for us, which we are to walk in for eternity. This means that justification is not an action that gives deliverance from judgment based on Christ's substitutionary work. It is the whole work of sonship that he has already accomplished for us. Justification is the first implication of receiving faith, because a person needs faith to join the fellowship of Christ's offering journey, which has already been accomplished by Christ for them personally. They are being born of water and the Spirit to enter the kingdom, receiving reconciliation and peace with God. As Paul explained, "Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." They are no longer an enemy of God. They are now part of a kingdom of priests to their God and Father. The references used in today's devotions are Romans chapter 5 verses 1 and 2, 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 13, 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 18, John chapter 15 verse 5, Romans chapter 6 verse 22, and Exodus chapter 19 verses 5 and 6. For further study, Romans chapter 5.